Like a motion on this end of the race?
Does that please come to order? Members, please vote, signify the present.
Secretary, close the roll. Senator Ray?
Mr. President, concerning Senator Moss, I was at the hospital last night, and although he is in, you might say, a confined area, and does not have visitors, he is getting along fine, and is not in a serious condition. So, but he is, will be remaining in the hospital for a little bit longer time.
Same thing Henry told me. Thank you.
The roll shows 19 senators present this morning.
So we stand for the invocation.
In Rawston's play Chanticleer, the rooster observed that after he crowed, the sun came up. The rooster therefore reasoned that it was his crowing which caused the sun to rise. Lord, save us today from always and ever thinking that because we crow, the sun shines. Amen.
I think Senator Halford wrote that. The Secretary certifies correctness of the Daily Journal.
I wish to certify the Journal for the 11th legislative day with the following corrections. To page 83, add Senator Vic Fisher as sponsor to Senate Bill 86. And on page 84, change January 29 to January 28.
Senator Ray?
I would move that the Journal for the 11th legislative day, as corrected, be approved.
Without objection, so ordered. Are the guests for introduction this morning? Senator Mulcahy.
Mr. President, it gives me a great deal of pleasure to introduce to the body in the gallery behind me a new constituent from the Dillingham area, Joanne Armstrong of Armstrong Client Service in Dillingham. While I'm on my feet, I'd also... I'd like to introduce some older constituents and old friends from St. George Island, Anthony Merkuliev, Flora Lekanoff, and Joe Williams.
We're pleased to have you all in the gallery this morning. Senator Ray.
Mr. President, this is out of order, and you can ask me, Sedona, when and if you wish. But I've been informed that some of the members are not making use of the microphones. And as such, if you expect to be heard on the TV coverage, you're going to have to fix your microphone so that the people can hear you. As it is now, it's up as high as it goes, and yet we talk away from the microphones, et cetera. So that's just a word to you for your information.
Thank you, Senator.
Some microphones are turned off permanently.
For the guest for introduction, are the messages from the governor this morning?
There are no messages from the governor this morning, Mr. President.
There are no messages from the House?
There are no messages from the House.
Do you have communications?
A report to the 13th Alaska Legislature Department of Natural Resources in accordance with the Forest Resources and Practices Act of 1978. From Esther Wenneke, Commissioner?
Yes, and it should go to the Resources Committee for a quick perusal. Here is a notation from the governor, which you should read just the first line. That's the information that Sir went to committee in persons here.
January 28, for immediate release, Governor Bill Sheffield announced the appointment today of Bill Heim of Palmer as Director of the Division of Agriculture.
The further communications?
Message of January 27 from the Budget and Audit Committee, Senator Otto Studzielewski, Chairman. This memorandum transmits to the Senate of the Alaska Legislature the 1982 annual report of the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee. The report summarizes the various concerns, actions, and projects undertaken by the committee during 1982 and fulfills obligations set forth in AS 2420. Those are the communications today.
Other reports of standing committees.
The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill Number 17, making an appropriation to the Department of Revenue for financial assistance to municipalities effective date, and a majority of the committee recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Ferguson, Chairman, concurring Senator Halford and Senator Gilman. Senator Sackett signed, no recommendation. SB 17 has a further referral to finance. The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill Number 21, Grants for Water Supply, Sewerage, and Solid Waste Facilities effective date, and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute with the same title and do pass. Signed, Senator Ferguson, Chairman, concurring Senators Sackett, Halford, and Gilman. Senate Bill Number 21 has a further referral to finance. Those are the standing committee reports today.
Are there special committee reports this morning?
We have no special committee reports.
Are there resolutions for introduction?
Senate Joint Resolution Number 17 by Senators Halford, Bakes, Ferguson, Vic Fisher, Josephson, Kelly, and Sturgiluski, requesting the Secretary of the United States Department of Transportation to revise the standard time zones in which Alaska is located.
Mr. President?
Senator Ray, Rohde. Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that my name be added as a co-sponsor. I neglected to inform the Secretary of that after speaking with the prime sponsor.
Objection, as so ordered. Goes to State Affairs and Transportation Committees. Perhaps the Transportation Chairman may later want to waive it, but it does go DOT, so it's a necessary referral. Are there further resolutions for introduction?
That was the only resolution today.
Do we have bills for first reading and reference?
Senator Fahrenkamp.
Excuse me, Senator Fahrenkamp.
Mr. President, may we revert to introduction?
Without
guests?
Objections.
I have a good friend in the gallery behind me that I failed to notice. She's one of these ladies that's never busy. She's with Tano Chiefs on the board of Doyon and very, very active in all the affairs of both her community and ours. That's Georgina Lincoln. Welcome, Georgina.
We're honored to have you with us today, Georgina. You may proceed, Secretary of the Senate.
Senate Bill Number 87 by Senator Mulcahy, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for construction of harbor facilities at St. George and St. Paul and providing for an effective date.
Transportation and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 88 by Senator Kelly, an act authorizing persons 16 years of age or older to be present in certain premises that serve alcoholic beverages.
I'm just going to give this to Judiciary. State Affairs may wish to look at it. Judiciary Committee.
Senate Bill Number 89 by Senator Ferguson, an act establishing the Rural Resource Investment Fund and providing for an effective date.
Community Regional Affairs Finance.
Senate Bill Number 90 by Senator Ferguson, an act making appropriations to the Department of Revenue into the Rural Resource Investment Fund and providing for an effective date.
Community Regional Affairs and Finance. Resources Committee may wish to look at it, but referrals at this time are CNRA and Finance.
Those are the new bills today, Mr. President.
We're down to unfinished business. No, we're down to the daily calendar. There's a citation calendar, I believe, today. Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I would move that we waive the rules and take up as a special order of business the citation on the 4th Annual Alaska Alternative Energy Conference, and I would ask the Secretary to read it, please, if there's no objection.
Without objection, so ordered.
Citation for the 4th Annual Alaska Alternative Energy Conference by Senator Vic Fisher and Representative M. Mike Miller. A citation in memoriam, Ada Pratt, by Senator Rohde. A citation in memoriam, Henrietta Koslowski, by Senator Rohde.
We waive, I think, just the...
Just the one.
Just the... Secretary of the Senate, we waived and are having before us now just the 4th Annual Alaska Alternative Energy Conference. That was the motion. Has the citation been read?
It has.
You have the floor, Senator.
I would move that we approve the citations honoring Marlis Tedden, honoring Alice Harrigan, and recognizing the 4th Annual Alaska Alternative Energy Conference.
Senator Ray, I don't think we've read the citations yet for Alice and Marlis.
Mr. President.
You have the floor, Senator.
May we have a brief at ease?
We'll be at ease. Please come back to order. Senator Ray?
Withdraw my motion, Mr. President.
Objection. Motion's withdrawn. Secretary of Senate, please read the citations.
Citations honoring Marlis Tedden, retirement school nurse in Sitka by Representative Grusendorf and Senator Eliason. A citation honoring Alice Harrigan for her retirement as manager of the Sitka Centennial Building by Representatives Grusendorf, M. Miller, and McBride, and Senator Ziegler, Eliason, Dick Fisher, and Ray. A citation for the 4th Annual Alaska Alternative Energy Conference by Senator Vic Fisher and Representative M. Mike Miller.
Without objection, I would ask that I be placed on the authorship of the citation honoring Alice Harrigan, a very close friend of mine also.
Mr. President.
Senator, you have the floor.
I move and ask unanimous consent that I be added to the Alice Harrigan citation.
Senator Ray.
Additions or corrections to the...
Senator Victor Fisher wishes the floor. Previous to motion.
I may have the privilege of speaking on the citation on the Alternative Energy Conference, Chair. Appreciate a moment.
You do have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, the Energy Conference is being held this weekend in Anchorage and has become an extremely important occasion with participation of people from urban and rural areas alike, government and private enterprise, citizens from all over. The conferences so far have had a tremendous impact on improving conservation practices in Alaska and a part of businesses and residential homes and government offices alike. This year is one more occasion when there's a lot of interest. Participation will be in the hundreds and hundreds of people. And I rise principally because I'm extremely disappointed, Mr. President, that the State Department of Commerce and Economic Development has chosen to withdraw its funding of $10,000 for this conference. Several other arms of state government, including the Alaska Power Authority, have put money into the conference because they have recognized the value of it. The State Department of Commerce and Economic Development has in the past funded the Energy Conference because it is so completely in line with the purposes of the Division of Energy and Energy Management. This year, a contract was negotiated to provide $10,000. The contract was signed by the division director, and it's for some reason, at some level, something happened a few days ago to stop the funding, and I believe that it's a completely unfair act on the part of the administration. I hope the administration will make up for it by coming forth and providing the funds. The conference is going ahead. Money has been committed and spent by the conference organizers. And I don't think it's right for the state government to let the citizens of Alaska down like this. Thank you.
Senator Ray.
Move for the adoption of the citations as read.
Without objection, there's a motion to adopt the citation calendar, all three citations. There being no objection, they're adopted unanimously. We are to unfinished business. A bill that I assigned that I requested Commerce and Labor to have a quick look at. They also wish to have the assignment. It's the fish loan legislation. Senate Bill 73 will go to Resources, then Labor and Commerce, and then Finance.
Mr. President.
You have the floor, Senator Sturgalewski.
Thank you, Mr. President. With the consent of the sponsors involved, I would like to be added as co-sponsor to the following bills. SB 80, 81, and 82, dealing with the Task Force on Fire Prevention and Control, sponsored by Senator Ziegler, and to SB 24, sponsored by Senator Rohde, dealing with an act relating to assaulting a peace officer, firefighter, and emergency responder. Ask unanimous consent.
Being no objection.
Mr. President, may we revert to introduction of guests, please?
Objection. We revert to introduction of guests.
I'd like to introduce a friend of a good number of people here, and I'm sure she'll be down during the session, in the far gallery, Kaylin Saxon. And Kaylin is with the Alaska Federation of Natives, but specifically here for the Alaska Head Start Directors Association.
Are there announcement committee meetings at this time? We're down to unfinished business. Is there announcement committee meetings? Are there announcement committee meetings? Remember, we will ask to waive the rule and to come back into session at 11 a.m. Friday, Monday. Are there items under special orders? I have some. It's been my privilege to make some appointments. There are a number of other appointments still to be made to varying committees, both nationally and in the state legislature. Members of the Legislative Council have the privilege of going to the national meetings. The other day, I appointed Senator Elias and Senator Ziegler, in continuation of their former service, to the Western Conference Task Force on Fishery on Forestry. This morning, to the National Conference of State Legislators, State Government Issues and Organization, Senator Joseph, the Legislative Organization Management Committee of the National Conference, Senator Ray, the Fiscal Affairs and Oversight Committee, Senator Bennett, the Commerce, Labor, and Economic Development Committee of the National Conference of State Legislators, Senator Sturgalewski, the Arts and Historic Preservation Committee of the National Conference of State Legislators, Senator Fakes, and to the Assembly on the Legislature, Senator Ferguson. There can be alternate appointments made to these committees, and it is requested that we do so, but I make those appointments at this time. There is another appointment to be made on the Council of State Governments. There are two new committees. To the Fiscal Affairs and New Federalism Committee, Senator Halford. The Publication Protection, which is also a new committee, Senator Kelly. The Transportation Committee, Senator Gilman. The Energy Conservation Development Committee, Senator Rohde. Public Lands Committee, Senator Fahrenkamp. And Senator Fahrenkamp is the alternate to Senator Curtula on the Executive Committee of the Western Conference. There are other committees. On the Budget and Audit Committee, I appoint Senator Sackett, Senator Fahrenkamp, Senator Fakes, Senator Joseph, Senator Victor Fisher, and Senator Mulcahy, alternate. Are there further subject matter come before the Senate this morning?
Mr. President, no other business come before the body. I would move and ask unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and the Senate adjourn until 11 a.m. Monday, January 31st.
The Senate will adjourn until 11 a.m. Monday.